we do a lot of trauma-informed training for organizations and communities about how to do embodied trauma and resilience-informed approaches. We do that for everybody from, like, we just did police officers to doulas, midwives, doctors, nurses, mental health folks, teachers. So a lot, really broad, you know, social service professionals working with people experiencing homelessness to the, you know, just so pretty broad. Gang intervention is a big area. We work violence prevention. So how to look at becoming trauma-informed from an embodied place, how do organizations or systems become trauma-informed so that they're not re-traumatizing the people that they work with. You know, I think it's pretty well known that trauma underlays, especially relational trauma, underlays addiction. And so when people are struggling with addiction and then they're being re-traumatized in the places that they're going to get help, right? That should be foremost to our minds about what are we doing about this to not re-traumatize people that are seeking help. And how do we acknowledge the reality of their traumas and not just interpersonal and childhood and developmental, but what's happening on a cultural level, what's happening in the environment that they currently live in, not just childhood, but how are we acknowledging those realities and then not over-focusing on those realities to the detriment that we don't look at that person's strengths, that how did they get here? What resilience do they have and they bring? What are those strengths and how do we build on them? So these are I think what the trauma-informed approach addresses is how do we hold people, if we're talking about in recovery, how do we hold people through recovery well in the systems of care? And in the interpersonal, people are seeking one-on-one care. How are the people that they're entrusting to be partners in that journey, how are they holding their trauma with them? You know, and building resilience. It's such an important conversation about what helps me feel safe. What is safety? Because it's very hard to embark on a healing journey or a transformation journey if you don't have any idea of where you can return and rest, where you can find safety when things get rough. And so I think that should be the starting point. The starting point for any journey is where's home. People vision it differently. For some place, it's an imaginary spot with a lot of visuals inside of them. For some people, it's actually a physical location in the body. There's different ways that people vision it, but it's a sense of like, I can return here and I can feel myself settle here. I know how to get here. And it feels better here. And again, I'm not saying that that's an easy thing to do for some people who've never known safety. That can be very difficult. And we have to acknowledge the realities of the places that people live and work that may be very unsafe. Your community, your relationships may be unsafe. But even just bringing this conversation forward helps people really think about.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.